5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Tradition of starting off the show with a chronically wrong time. That's a thing that happens here. Why? Because it's 1930 UTC, and that's the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. That's right. Once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I've got a big teapot right here, and I'm going to pour some tea. This is the first tea that I've had today. What kind of tea did I make? Oh, let's find out. I think I know. I think I remember. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it's good, but don't get me wrong, this is just a first infusion. We're drinking Chieguan Yin today, once again. I don't know why. I probably should have started on the new Dahong Pao, but I didn't feel like it. I didn't feel like dealing with it. Because I don't really feel like dealing with much of anything today. Today is not a good dealing with things day, but that's fine. Are there any days that are actually good dealing with stuff days? I don't know, maybe. This just isn't one of them. I'm leaving this room. Today is another extremely hot day. A day that I'm going to have to spend dedicated to the great indoors. Yeah, so that's a thing that's happening. And, yeah, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I've got nothing. I've been sitting here for a while trying to figure out what to do today for Dubious Goals Committee. And I couldn't think of a single thing. Although, I did go on a little bit of an adventure last night. Nyampasa. This was after it got dark. I don't remember what time it was. It was around 10 p.m. local time, I think. Or shortly thereafter. For the last couple of days, I've been thinking, oh, I need to go to the big box store. The big box store that's just about a mile away. I hate to go there. I hate to give them my money. But when I need to buy a few things in bulk, it's the best place I need to go, right? And of course, I couldn't go there until it got dark because it was way too hot yesterday. And what did I need in bulk? Well, I was getting kind of low on toilet paper, getting kind of low on laundry detergent, and I was getting kind of low on 9-volt batteries, right? So I thought, yeah, it seems like I bought something else too, but maybe not. So I went to the big box store. Yay. And it was pretty fun because, as usual, it's 10 p.m. There's a lot of people there, and there's a line. There's a line that's at least 8 people deep for the automatic, or not the automatic, but the self-checkout stations, right? And I'm thinking, oh, God, no. And you know how much I refuse to use self-checkout. So I thought, okay, I'll worry about it later. So I started walking around the store. Oh, yeah, it's sneezy day. Yeah, I'm having some sinus issues. So I'm walking around in the store trying to remember. I never go there, right? So I'm trying to remember where all the paper products are, and I think I finally see them, and I walk down there, and that's where the most activity is happening, and all the employees are running around, and they're moving stuff, and shelves are being moved, and of course, everything that I need to buy is on these shelves that they're moving around. So they got these giant pallet jacks out, and these, what do you call them, those, the air casters. You move stuff around, you put the air casters on them, and you float that stuff around all Nyanpasu. Well, that was really exciting. Nobody's wearing a mask, and everybody wants to stand right next to me and breathe their germs into my face. Sorry, I don't want your virus, but I did manage to grab some detergent and some toilet paper. And I'm getting out of there, and I'm walking up to the cashiers, and I'm seeing that huge line. Then I see the little old white-haired lady sitting in the express checkout lane. She's got nothing to do. There's no customers. I walk up to her and I say, "Hey, where's the batteries?" She says, "Oh, there's a battery display right down there." So I walked right down there and I grabbed a 4-pack of 9-volt batteries. Went back to the cashier lady and she rang the stuff up. I paid for it. Somehow it was $40. I bought three things: paper, soap, and batteries. $40. Whatever. And then I drove home. And that was the extent of my adventure last night. Nyampasu. Damn, Tobe, you just lead one crazy life of adventure. Yeah, I know, right? Oh, yeah, right. So anyway, since I managed to buy some 9-volt batteries and stuff, I thought maybe we could do a little bit of synthesizer business here today. Because I thought of something last night. I thought of something I maybe should try. And what was that again? Trying to can't. Yeah, I didn't write it down. Oh, yeah. No, I remember. What we need to do is hook up the pocket operator to baby Florian. And we need to do a thing. So let's plug stuff in and turn stuff on. And yes, we have sound, but it needs to be louder. There we go. There's some gain for us. What about Florian? Oh, Florian's ready to go. Okay. We need to plug in some clock, so let's clock the pocket operator. We are clocked, and we'll get this ready. And this is going to be nothing that makes any sense to anybody, so go. Stop that. Why did that keep going like that? That was weird. Because this is working. I realize this sounds like this isn't working or doing anything right, but this is what I was trying to do. We got weird clock. If we unweird clock it and we do this, then we get different weird clock. But now it's even weird clock. Nice and even. And that's boring. But that's kind of what I sort of wanted to do. Because this is a weird idea that I'm going to explore later. We don't need to go into it now. What we should go into now is just plug this into regular clock, go back to weird timing. Reset everything. And now go. and that's really out of tune. And I was wondering, now wait a minute, why do we get that weird stuff after we do this? Bang, bong, bong, boom. But we don't get that when we just hit the regular trigger. I don't know. Anyway, what am I trying to do here? Do I want to tune these things together? Or was I just messing around? I don't know. What am I trying to do here?
I don't know.
Do I really want to do this? Do I really want to try to retune Florian? Or should we just change it up on the pocket operator a little bit? Yeah, it's still not much of anything. But this is something I want to mess with later. I have this weird idea where if I can set the clock divisions correctly on Florian, and remember, I can't just program this stuff in. I have to set an analog potentiometer. Okay, but assuming that I can set some clock divisions right, I should be able to have such a weird enough clock that I can drive the pocket operator in either a weird way or skip some beats. Which would allow me to do what? Well, it would allow me to overlap drum beats polymetrically and polyrhythmically, which I have to admit has some appeal. So, how am I going to do that exactly? Well, I don't think we need to get into it right now, do we? Let's do weird stuff. Oh, I like it. What happens if we start the sequencer now? Okay, yeah, that's pretty damn weird all around. We could also take it in this direction. Except, you know, tune it up properly. I don't know. Does that work for me? Kind of not really, but... What are you gonna do? Why am I playing with this damn thing? I don't know.
I can play with this later. This is not time to mess around with pocket operations.
We can do that later. What time is this for? Oh, this is dubious goals committee time. That's right. Get out of my way. I'm drunk as hell. Yeah, and every time I hear that, it makes me want to hear the Okaleechee Dam Jam. And if we want to hear the Okaleechee Dam Jam, we need to go to the Boiled Peanut Dome.
We're going to blow the roof off this damn Boiled Peanut Dome.
Yeah.
We're going to kick things off with a song from my new album.
No, not the new
one. I mean, let's kick it off with a song I was just handed on this page. It's called the Okaleechee Hatchie, Damn Jam. Whatever. home on Friday night with a paycheck in my hand. I've been sweating overtime hours for the man. I comb and braid my hair back and spray on a little tan. And then we're gonna party down the Okaloosa Dam. Sick and tired of this water usage ban. I'm gonna stop it now, I got a damn good plan. I packed a half a ton of fertilizer in a rental van. I'm gonna blow the hell out of the Okaloosa Dam. Rig the detonator. Some of this water would have gone to Alabama, but me, I'm making sure it all ends up on Georgia land. And if I get caught, they're gonna put my ass in the can. But if I survive this overwhelming blast, and here I stand on the edge of the span of the Okaloosa Dam.
Yeah, structure hits as a form of social protest. That's been around for a while. That's just human nature. And I must admit that even though I am something of a student of human nature, I still haven't been able to figure out why Kirk Cameron is so damn greasy.
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
409 might work fast, but Kirk Cameron, so greasy, so slow. Still, 1981, Mom walks in and says,
"Hey, that shines."
Yeah.
What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just thinking about blowing the hell out of the Okaloosa Dam. What are you going to do about it, 1981, Mom? Well, I guess you could always send Kirk Cameron back to church. Or else Satan might get him. The devil's after us all. And the only thing I have to say to that is, hail Satan.
Chasing me.
That was, of course, the incomparable Jim Heath, also known as the Reverend Horton Heat. Good stuff. The devil is chasing me. Yeah, it's probably chasing Kirk Cameron, too. Oh, but you gotta wonder, the Reverend Horton Heat, why is he so great?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Oh, it makes so much sense now. An ancient Chinese secret. Typical. I have to admit, though, I feel like I don't know enough ancient Chinese secrets. I've been studying ancient Chinese secrets for a long time. It all started when I was a very young child and felt like I needed to know how to make gunpowder. An ancient Chinese secret. And then I had to go into fireworks, of course. Another ancient Chinese secret. Then later in life, I got interested in things like printing and bookmaking. Things that were invented by the Chinese many millennia ago. I think I need more Chinese musical instruments. Like a guqin, which is what we're hearing right now. So I need to get me one of these, and I need to learn how to play it, because this is obviously an ancient Chinese secret. I also like drinking tea. The good stuff. Where are we with that? Let's get some more going here. Drinking tea. All the greatest stuff in the world comes from China. Everything that we love comes from China. And I just don't mean tea, gunpowder, fireworks, all that great stuff. I mean, look at all the things you own. Where are they made? Are they made in China? Yeah. QED. I think the only thing the Chinese didn't invent would be something like Sabutio. And no mention of Sabutio is complete without listening to My Perfect Cousin by The Undertones. Take it away, Fergal.
Oh my. His love of bottom is sent through Sizer. Got the human league into advisor. Now he's making lots of noise, playing along with the art school boys. Girls try to attract his attention, but what a shame, it's in vain. Total rejection. He will never be left on the shelf, 'cause Kevin, he's in love with himself.
Poor Feargal Sharky. He's got a perfect cousin named Kevin, and his mom bought him a synthesizer and got the human in league into advisor. Oh, but look at Feargal. He got to be in the Undertones, and then he got to work for the FA. So what's he complaining about? Kevin's a ponce. You don't need to worry about that, wanker. Jeez. Anywho, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, without exception, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go find some food, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.